In late 2013, a former military barracks was being used as emergency accommodation for asylum seekers. Later, it was officially turned into a reception center and accommodation facility for migrants. The common thread throughout the indictments is the accusation that residents were locked in against their will. I would call this unlawful detention. This happened in many of the cases. And then we have individual cases that also include aggravated assault and abusive coercion. These pictures of apparent abuse in Burbach are presented as proof that male asylum seekers were tied up, locked away, and forced to sleep in their own vomit, apparently in an attempt to discipline them without involving the police. Lawyers for the victims accuse the suspects of acting above and beyond the law. The accused acted purely according to their whims. This seems to have taken place in a parallel world where acts were arbitrary, since punishments were carried out which normally require a formal procedure in a criminal court. Two of the defendants have admitted the accusations. The trial is scheduled to last until next May.
And on a related note, the United Nations is on the verge of ratifying a historic pact aimed at easing the plight of migrants around the world. It's been 2 years in the making and could become the first international protocol for managing mass migration. But the United States, Australia, and several EU nations have already said
gracias
they
por
will sign it.
En una nueva
the move
ronda
to draft
noticias,
such an ambitious plan came back in 2015. As you remember, migrants began arriving in Europe at a rate not seen
Consejo
since
Político
World War
II.
The pact now
Managua,
on the table sets out guidelines for protecting migrants, integrating them into society, or returning them to their homelands. It also addresses the causes of migration and seeks to reduce such
displacement.
The nightmare of their escape across the sea still haunts the survivors.
This is the place.
Acogiéndose al pedido de la Fiscalía,
the audience, refugees assembled wooden pallets, the same as those found in many ships. Together with artist Ian Graham, Tama from Iraq and Hubba from Syria try to process their experiences of escape.
This is the place where
the name of the installation, Human Sea Fight. The journey was harrowing. For days, Hubbard feared for the lives of his wife and two daughters. Tama's father died during the crossing.
Yes.
He remembers him.
This is Shriners Hospitals for Children.
And this special place was only possible because of the monthly support of people just like
you. When you give at loveshriners.org, you'll be joining thousands of
Shriners
who give just $19 a day to change the game.
Because of Shriners Hospitals for Children, I can do things I never thought would possible, like riding my bike.
For the past year, Hubbard and Tama have been taking German lessons. They're eager to integrate into German society. The humanitarian relief agency Malteser is using a project to recruit integration pilots. People who
have taken control of a major road leading into
the principle is clear.
The leader of the Houthi rebels in Yemen has vowed not to surrender.
They have to work together.
I direct a call to all three Myanmar people.
The Malteser rebels and refugees are together in our project.
Current thing is that the
يعني احنا الان فتره الشتاء تقريبا عليها خلاف الخريف وداخلين على الشتاء فحتكون في اكيد كثير من العدوات المنتقله بين الاطفال خاصه انهم ما عندهمش مناعه
ثم الاطفال توحد مناعه شوي ضعيفه خاصه تعتقد امراض عندك زكمه عندك امراض الجهاز الهضمي توها تكثر السهر حتى هو الدائريه هتجي هذا كله ان شاء الله
Okay.
هناك من حتى هناك
Let's get after it. Exclusive. Nancy Pelosi, her first TV interview since Democrats reclaimed the House. What's ahead for her, her party, and the president? Cuomo time up. Tonight at 9 Eastern on CNN.
Well, getting through the holidays is a whole lot easier with an away suitcase. Just ask Amelia B. here. My son's away carry-on was accidentally left off of a plane during a snowstorm. Got run over by a baggage cart.